The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming months and weeks, as reported from various sources. And again, we're going to talk a little bit about COVID to get started. We want to once again, with general information regarding COVID-19 and entertainment events. Of course, the Delta variant caused a sharp increase in people with COVID, with more and more ending up in our hospitals. That has led to a strengthening of COVID protocols, including at a number of entertainment venues. Rules include proof of vaccination or a recent COVID test, use of masks, and social distancing, to name just a few. Because of those changes in protocols, you should check with the venue you plan on attending regarding their individual updated rules. Because of that, when possible, I'm using phone numbers that you could call to get the latest information. The rules are likely on the venue's website as well. And we're going to talk about some entertainment news. First up in entertainment, Halifax County's Brooke Simpson did quite well on America's Got Talent. The Native American made it to the show's finals and finished fourth. Her family says she's very passionate about music, people, and her culture. Brooke's family is part of the Haliwa Saponi tribe. You may remember that Brooke was on NBC's The Voice in 2017 and placed third. The comedy world has lost another funny man. Norm MacDonald, a Saturday Night Live alum, died of cancer. He was 61. Norm was an anchor on SNL's Weekend Update from 1994 to 1998. All right, Cocobooth Amphitheater's lineup for the rest of the fall. Saturday, September 25th, The Temptations Review. Sunday, September 26th, Pickin' in the Pines Music Series with Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. Wednesday, September 29th, the legendary Beach Boys. Thursday, September 30th, the Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021. That will feature Revolution and some other special guests. Friday and Saturday, October 1st and 2nd, there's the Triangle Oktoberfest. Sunday, October 3rd, Ziggy Marley, a live tribute to his father. Saturday, October 16th, the North Carolina Wine Festival. And Sunday, October 17th, it's Lake Street Dive. Moving on to the Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Wednesday, September 22nd, Coheed and Cambria. Thursday, September 23rd, it's Quinn 92 and Chelsea Cutler. Friday, September 24th, TLC's celebration of Crazy Sexy Cool with Bone Thugs and Harmony. Saturday, September 25th, Brett Young with Maddie and Tay. Wednesday, October 6th, Alice Cooper. Sunday, October 10th, Three Doors Down. Friday, October 15th, Need to Breathe with Switchfoot and the New Respects. Saturday, October 16th, Brett Eldridge, Good Day Tour. Thursday, October 21st, Modest Mouse. Friday, October 22nd, For King and Country. Saturday, October 23rd, Band Together Comeback Fest featuring Krugabin. Thursday, October 28th, it is Porter Robinson. That's all at Red Hat Amphitheater. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, the phone number there, 919-831-6400. And the next show, Friday, October 1st, it's Brooks and Dunn. Sunday, October 3rd, Nate Pierston. Saturday, October 9th, Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell. Tuesday, October 12th, the Jonas Brothers. Friday, October 15th, Zach Brown Band. And Friday, October 22nd, Knotfest Roadshow with Slipknot, Killswitch Engage, Fever 333, and Code Orange. And we've got three shows remaining at North Hills Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park. September 24th, it's Gabriel Bello's Natural Wonder. October 1st, Zoso. And October 8th, 20 Ride. All right, let's take a look at the schedule for Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Phone number there, 919-688-3722. And Friday, September 24th, Jeff Foxworthy, and it's his Good Old Days tour. He's one of the most respected and successful comedians in the country. He is the largest-selling comedy recording artist in history, a multiple Grammy Award nominee, and best-selling author of more than 26 books. Tuesday, let me see here. We're going to start with Saturday, September 25th. After Jeff Foxworthy on the 24th. On the 25th, it's the Indigo Girls. On their 16th studio album, Indigo Girls tell their origin story. Look Long is a stirring and eclectic collection of songs that finds the duo reunited with their strongest backing band to date, as they chronicle their personal upbringings with more specificity and focus than they have on any previous song cycle. Coming up on Sunday, October 3rd, it is Charlie Wilson Live. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5th through the 10th, it's the band's Visit. Friday and Saturday, October 15 and 16, it's Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Sunday, October 17th, America, their 50th anniversary tour. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, Tootsie. Friday, October 29th, Night of Stand-Up Comedy with Sal Volcano and Chris DeStefano. And Saturday, October 30th, LOL Surprise Live. And switching to Carolina Theater, also in Durham. It's on West Morgan Street. The phone number, 919-560-3030. Program start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, September 22nd, it's Gregory Porter, and his concert sessions are about his sixth studio album, Rise. Thursday, September 23rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Conventional wisdom about her has that Amy put contemporary Christian music on the map, becoming the first CCM artist to have a platinum record and the first to hit number one on the pop charts. Saturday and Sunday, September 25 and 26, Theo Vaughn, an American stand-up comedian, podcaster, television personality, and actor. Monday, September 27th at Carolina Theater, Blues Traveler. The group made every boyhood rock and roll dream come true. They burst onto the scene with a trio of gold-selling albums. Blues Traveler in 1990, Travelers and Thieves 1991, and Save His Soul in 1993. Tuesday, September 28th, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Friday, October 1st, Patton Oswalt live. Who's Ready to Laugh? There are two shows on Friday, October 1st. Saturday, October 2nd, at the Monty Graham Slam. Wednesday, October 6th, The Ugly Duckling. This children's story is recommended for grades K through 6. Performance starts at 9:45 a.m. Thursday, October 7th, it's Exigence, a Sphinx Vocal Ensemble. Exigence is a professional vocal ensemble highlighting artistry within Black and Latinx communities. It is comprised of vocal artists including solo performers, educators, conductors, and composers. The show is recommended for grades 5 through 12, and it starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday, October 12th, Faith, Hope, Love, Readings and Conversation with Kate Bowler, Tressie McMillan Cottom, and Kelly Corrigan. Thursday, October 14th, at Carolina Theater, the Marshall Tucker Band. When you wake up and want to put a smile on your face, you think of the songs that always manage to reach down and touch your soul the moment you hear the first note. The Marshall Tucker Band is one such group that continues to have a profound level of impact on successive generations of listeners. Friday, October 15th, it is Nikki Glaser, One Night with Nikki Glaser Tour. One of the funniest female voices in comedy today, for over a decade at clubs across the country, and as the host of three hit podcasts, she has been honing her shockingly honest, no-holds-barred style of comedy. Saturday, October 16th, is Casey Neese, Muggle Magic. Join Professor Casey Neese on loan from the Ministry of Non-Magical Studies as he takes your students on a fun-filled program full of science and magic. Thursday, October 21st, it's the Mavericks, an Espanol World Tour. Friday, October 22nd, Justin Willman, Magic for Humans in Person. Thursday, October 28th, it's Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, Live in Concert 2021. Let's give a shot to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there, 919-996-8700. Saturday, September 25th, Por que los hombros aman a las cabronas at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday, September 30th, the IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, October 2nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Men Are for Mars, Women Are from Venus Live, and this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, October 12th through the 17th, it's 9 to 5, a North Carolina theater event. Of course, it's based on the hilarious hit film 9 to 5. Thursday and Friday, October 15 and 16, Dvorak New World Symphony. This is from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. October 14th through the 31st, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, brought to you by the Carolina Ballet. Monday, October 18th, Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Hello again. Costello and the Imposters will perform songs from the pages of his formidable songbook. Hello Again will also see the first stage performances of songs from the future as the band time travels in all directions. Thursday, October 21st, it is Paula Poundstone, a comedian and author known for her smart observational humor and spontaneous wit. When she isn't collecting hotel soaps on tour, Paula hosts the popular Starburns audio podcast. Nobody listens to Paula Poundstone. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, October 22nd, is Friday Favorites, Mendelssohn and Brahms, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Also on Friday, October 22nd, Gilberto Santa Rosa at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, October 22nd and 23rd, Mendelssohn and Brahms, North Carolina Symphony, again, May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 23rd, Los Tigres del Norte, the La Reunion Tour at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday through Saturday, October 28th through the 30th, Star Wars and More from North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 5th, it is Friday Favorites, The Firebird, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Friday and Saturday, November 5 and 6, it's once again The Firebird, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. And finally, Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 14th, it's Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. This is a North Carolina theater event. One of the greatest jazz singers of all time intimately shares her loves and her losses. Set in a small bar in Philadelphia in 1959, Lady Day recounts the life of Billie Holiday and the unraveling of an addicted artist through the songs that made her famous. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Concerts coming up at PNC Arena. The phone number there, 919-861-2300. And coming up Sunday, September 26th, it is the Dude Perfect 2022 tour. Wednesday, September 29th, Guns N' Roses. The band's name is often abbreviated as GNR. This American hard rock band is from L.A. and formed in 1985. Thursday, October 7th, Alabama, with special guest Tracy Lawrence. This is their 50th anniversary tour that was postponed from last year. Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2021. Tuesday, October 26th, Michael Bublé. Friday, November 19th, Genesis, The Last Domino. Wednesday, December 15th, this just added, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, celebrating 25 years of Christmas Eve and other stories. A reminder, Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, has been postponed until October due to COVID. It's now scheduled for October 9th and 10th. The phone number to call for information about Artsplosure, including protocols for COVID, 919-832-8699. Tickets are on sale now for the 2021 North Carolina State Fair. It's set for October 14th through the 24th. You can call them for more information, 919-821-7400. Now, adult admission is $10 if it's purchased before the fair opens. $13 if you purchase the ticket at the gate. Tickets for those ages 6 to 12 and over 65 are $5. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Over the past decade, the fair has drawn just about 1 million visitors each year over the course of its 10-day run. Okay, Brick Universe and COVID-19. Organizers of the event have added some new COVID safety protocols because of the recent rise in cases due to the Delta variant. The massive Lego fan convention is set for September 25th and 26th at the Raleigh Convention Center. Because of the limited capacity for the event, the tickets are expected to sell out early. Tickets are $18 at the door, if there are any available, $15 online at brickuniverse.com/Raleigh. The 2021 IBMA World of Bluegrass has released the lineup for its Bluegrass Live Festival, plus additional information about safety measures in the wake of COVID-19 numbers. The event includes ticketed main stage shows at Red Hat Amphitheater and free performances on 4 street fest stages on October 1st and 2nd. Red Hat Amphitheater shows will start at 4 and continue to 11 p.m. each day. Headliners include Bellaflex My Bluegrass Heart, featuring Michael Cleveland, Sierra Hall, Justin Moses, Mark Schatz, and Brian Sutton. The Del McCoury Band, Steep Canyon Rangers, Yonder Mountain String Band, Jerry Douglas, Edgar Meyer, and Odessa Settles. Guests attending shows at Red Hat Amphitheater will be required to show proof of vaccination for COVID-19. All sections will be ticketed at the venue in order to control the capacity. The Street Fest stages will be spaced out this year to reduce street congestion, the big changes will be in City Plaza, where the youth stage will now be located. The City Plaza stage has been moved to the parking lot across from the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The parking lot will also feature food trucks, a beer garden, and room for families and friends to gather. In addition to the Red Hat Amphitheater shows, proof of vaccination will also be required for any events that require registration and ticketing. These events include IBMA Business Conference, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, and the 32nd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards. Okay, Raleigh Improv, Parkside Main Street in Cary, 919-589-8558. Up first Thursday, September 23rd, Jen Fulweiler, the Minivan Fabulous Tour. Jen is a stand-up comic, best-selling author, and mom of 6. Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th, Bob Sackett with special guest Mike Young. Thursday through Saturday, September 30th through October 2nd, it's T.J. Miller, the Uncle Bulbous Tour. Sunday, October 3rd, Christina Kuzmic, the Hope and Humor Tour. Thursday, October 7th, Hannah Einbender. Hannah stars opposite Jean Smart in the HBO Max comedy series Hacks. And Friday through Sunday, October 8th through the 10th, Capone. All right, at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Thursday through Saturday, September 23rd through the 25th, Annie Letterman. Annie's a stand-up comedian, podcaster, and writer-actress. is a regular panelist on Comedy Central's Lights Out with David Spade. I forgot to give you the phone number for Goodnight's Comedy Club. It's 919-828-5233. Okay, back to the schedule. Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th, Monroe Martin, a rising comedy star, mines laughs from an unusual source, growing up in foster care and being moved from one dysfunctional home to another. Thursday, September 30th, it's Jessica Michelle Singleton, an internationally touring comedy phenom. Jessica has gained worldwide fans with her live headlining performances from North America and Europe to Africa and Asia. Friday through Sunday, October 1st through the 3rd, Michael Winslow, best known for his role in the Police Academy films. Michael is a master of vocal gymnastics. He can imitate over 1,000 sound effects using his voice alone. Friday and Saturday, October 1st and 2nd, Andy Haynes. He's a writer, stand-up comic, and actor. He's been seen on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Conan, Comedy Central Presents, The Pete Holmes Show, Comedy Central's Roast Battle, The Late Late Show with James Corden, and This Week at the Comedy Cellar. Then Tuesday, October 5th, it is Shane Smith. Through his excellent storytelling and unique style, Shane is quickly becoming one of the most talked about comedians on the stand-up scene. And Wednesday, October 6th, it is J.L. Coven, a veteran stand-up comedian who became an internet sensation in 2020 with more than 30 million views. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.